If you are distressed about the dismal state of your mutual fund investments these days, you may have concluded that an amateur could manage your stock fund more successfully than the professional who's doing it now. Well, Ken Kam had that idea 2 years ago when he founded the company Marketocracy.com in San Jose, California. He wanted to find talented amateur stock pickers on the web. After 3 years, he plans to put the best in charge of real money. We spoke to Kam a few days ago, and he said that investment talent is very rare. He's tracking 50,000 people to find the talented few.
Each of these 50,000 people is managing at least one virtual mutual fund on the web at our website. When these people set up their mutual fund, they are given initially $1 million of money to tell me what decisions they would make. Buy or sell every day.
That's virtual money. That's not real money.
Virtual money. That's right. So it opens the field up so that you can look for talent even among people who don't really have $1 million to invest in the market. But maybe these are the people that have the best insights.
Now, the most successful amateur fund manager since Marketocracy.com's inception has been Kevin Fravel, and he joins us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Kevin, is there anything on your resume that might qualify you as a mutual fund manager?
Well, I have a degree in economics.
Anything else?
Well, I worked at a bank for a while.
And what have you been doing most recently?
Actually, I got laid off a couple weeks ago, So I'm unemployed right now. Mm-hmm. But my profession is programming.
Now, according to the website, your returns starting since the year 2000, close to when the market peaked, the stock market peaked, your total return is a positive nearly 160%, while at the same time, the S&P 500 have declined, I guess, by about half. And how did you pick those stocks? How did you determine that they were good value? Did you use the same kind of screens for value that other mutual fund managers might use?
I use screens on the internet, and I read magazines. And I was subscribing to a publication put out by Morningstar.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in their publication that a lot of home builders got high rankings.
Any other particular areas or kinds of stocks that you think helped you meet that 160% positive return?
Well, the home builders did well, and I did very well in Bradley Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked that one. I owned that one with real money at $2 a share, and I figured out, I calculated on my spreadsheet that in the year 2001, I figured the stock would go to probably around $5 a share if they earned 28 cents. In 2001, and as it turned out, the shares went over $20 a share in 2001.
Any Enrons or WorldComs in your portfolio?
Yeah, I had some real dogs in the portfolio, but luckily I didn't have very much in the way of capital invested in them.
How have you done so far this year? We're talking about 160% return since the year 2000, but how about the year 2002?
Well, ending in June, the fund was up about 15%, but July, the first couple weeks of July, have been very bad. And today, before I came in, I didn't look at the fund. I couldn't look today, so I haven't been able to do that for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
So.
But if you're up around 15% or even in positive territory, you're doing much better than most investors at this point.
Yeah, I think now that the fund's net asset value has come down to about where it started out the year,
mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm happy with that.
Ken Kam, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You also have a company called Marketocracy Capital Management, which has funds that are available through most brokerages. I'm wondering about this website. Is this whole thing really just a way of attracting investors to your funds?
No, this is a way of finding the best team of research people to help pick the stocks for the funds. I think given the devastation that the market's seen over the last couple of years, all of us want our money to be managed by the best investors we can find. And as we've seen, there are a lot of good people out there who are making the decisions better than most of the firms on Wall Street.
Well, thanks very much, Ken Kam of Marketocracy.com and amateur fund manager Kevin Fravel.